This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
That's Audrey. Then we got Ed. And this segment is brought to you by Imperial Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram out there in lovely El Centro. Parts department stays open on Saturday and Sunday for all those little tiny mishaps out in the sand. Or if you want to buy a vehicle, they don't mark them up. I don't care if it's a Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram. Makes no difference whatsoever. They'll treat you like family. Go to ivcdjr.com, ivcdjr.com. Or you can just call them at 888-900-2804 and tell them thanks for sponsoring Racer or Dirt Radio. Alpha Site Logistics, if you're going to get ready to do an event, then that is definitely the place you need to be. Serving Imperial Valley for over 20 years, they offer portable toilets, hand wash stations, hand wash trailers, shade trailers, dumpsters, and a whole lot more. Give them a call at 760-362-8383 or just go to Facebook at Alpha Site Logistics. TDS going on. It's a little chilly out there, I would assume.
Yeah, they should be on Facebook Live right now
raffle. They're giving away.
They should be. I know my phone's down in the Jeep. I forgot it. I wanted to have the Facebook Live up right now.
Oh, and
on
see
my
what they're
phone.
Doing.
Yeah, to see what they're doing. But they are on Facebook Live, Tierra del Sol 4x4 Club. So you had to be on site yesterday to buy the raffle tickets. So they were selling raffle tickets Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And they were open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But by Saturday, by 12 o'clock, they were sold out because they only did a limited amount of raffle tickets.
2,500 tickets.
Yes.
So they limited it. So people would have a better chance and create a little bit of excitement for the raffle.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they did.
Oh, yeah.
Because people came by. How do I buy raffle tickets?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was so many people yesterday. One thing that I love about TDS weekend is no matter what, you know, even with the difficulties that they faced this year and not being able to have a route out there for, you know, people to go out and do, you know, you still have the open desert to adventure through, beautiful areas. And if you didn't know an area, Tierra del Sol was sending people to our booth and we had Ocotillo Wells maps. And I would give you a good area to go explore and see. And so I was sending people to different locations to get out and adventure and see. And then I'd, you know, and letting them know this route would take, you know, about 2 hours to do to get to this destination. And then you got about, you know, an hour and a half back. So that's a good 3 to 4 hour, you know, trip that you're going to be on. So that was really awesome.
It was fun. I loved all the dogs.
Oh,
off-roaders have dogs and every dog was nice and they come by and visit, and Audrey put water out for them so they came to get a drink.
Oh yes, because I love to see all the different dogs and say hi.
I was impressed with how many advocate and agency booths there were, you know, in our row.
Yeah,
there was the Bureau of Land Management.
Yep.
There, Clean Desert was out there.
Yeah.
State Parks. So the Off-Highway Vehicle Division of State Parks sent some people down.
Yeah.
Right. So Ocotillo Wells is a state park, and Don, and I forget the other guy's name, were there. Don was the guy who was the MC of the UTV Safety Summit that Audrey and I attended last summer.
Yes.
So he's the guy that's sort of spearheading the work on trying to figure out how to solve the problem of the side-by-side accidents and other problems they have with the noise and the trespass and all that. So it was fun to talk to him. And there's going to be another one of those summits. I think he said July 26th, somewhere around there. I I don't know if you're going to go, Audrey. I hope you go. I'd like to go again.
Yeah, I'm definitely interested in following.
Try to make some sense of these side-by-sides and how we can make them safer for everybody.
Yeah.
I talked to Don a little bit about the safety aspect, and he has looked at the other states. Like I mentioned that I passed the Utah safety test. A couple weeks ago, I took the test online, and they said they looked at that, and they looked at some other ones, and they're sort of scratching their heads, trying to figure out what they want to do to make side-by-sides safer.
I mean, I really like the idea that Utah put forth, and it seems like that they came out with first for having everybody take the online test and pass the test, answer the questions, because answering those questions gives you basic knowledge. Even if it means that right then and there, you have to actually stop what you're doing, look it up, look up a YouTube video, something like that.
Or
you're
even if it's easy.
You're educating yourself to that point, you know? That's what it's all about.
Because sometimes, the test was easy. It wasn't difficult. All the answers were right in the text right before. But you're reviewing this information and you're being exposed to it.
Right.
Where maybe you didn't get exposed to it before.
Yeah.
So I thought it was super helpful.
Yeah, me too. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed seeing everybody at Tierra del Sol yesterday as well.
Did
so you
see
also
people?
Missed Tread Lightly.
Okay,
Cal
Brandon
Four
was
Wheel.
There.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Cal Four, yeah.
Cal Four Wheel, Josh and Don were there. They actually invited us to join them at High Desert Roundup, which is Memorial Weekend out in Barstow at /X. They do a couple of different trails. They have adult events. It's right towards the end
go
of
to
the
that.
Season.
What else are we
yeah.
doing?
I don't think we have anything going for Memorial Weekend.
We have a radio show right dead center of the 3-day weekend.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is a challenge. So maybe one should come here and one should go there.
Yeah.
And we can discuss because I would do either.
Yeah.
And the other, I think your phone works from there. One of us
mm-hmm.
could call in.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a neat place. I don't know if people know what we're talking about. /X. It's a restaurant.
Bar and grill.
Bar and grill, and mm-hmm. people camp there. And it's about halfway between the town of Lucerne and Barstow. And it's a little, just not too many miles from Johnson Valley. And it's...
Isn't it right at Hungry? No, not Hungry Valley. What's the one that it's right there at?
Stoddard?
Stoddard Wells. There you go.
Or Spangler?
I get those Spangler two. Hills. Spangler Hills.
Is it right on the edge of Spangler?
Yeah, Stoddard Wells is the other one.
Okay, so
it's right
yeah,
on
I
the
think,
edge of Spangler
Oh, it is on
Hills.
Spangler. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can leave right from there into the desert and go off-roading. And if you call ahead, they'll have a nice steak for you for dinner, which I think is kind of funny. You have to kind of reserve it. They don't take it out of, I guess they take it out of the freezer or however they get it. They get it there. Because you can get a really nice, expensive steak there if you want.
It's really good.
Have you done that?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get it.
Times.
But I'd like to. It's a fun place. So any other advocate? That's along the row.
Well, you had Tread Lightly.
So I Tread Lightly.
Yeah, and next weekend I'm working with Brandon and I believe Emily Miller, the Bureau of Land Management, Total Chaos. Nicole's going to come down, and I think they're going to have some Rivian speakers. But Tread Lightly is sponsoring an educational thing for young girls next weekend.
No wonder I didn't know about it.
No.
I wasn't invited. I'm glad.
Yeah, so next weekend I'll be out with Tread Lightly and the Bureau of Land Management on Saturday to work with the Girl Scouts and the STEM class. So that's a science, technology, engineering, mathematics. So the girls will be in those classes, and then we're taking them. So they've never been out to the desert, never been out exploring before.
Is that going to be out off near Highway 8 in the U-Haw?
Yeah, it's going to be right at the base in Ocotillo.
So you'll start
off
there.
Off Hawker Road, yeah. And then
nice.
And then we're going to end at Dunaway. So it's not going to be too far. It's not going to be too much.
That's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It'll be a good, it's a nice 4-hour day with the girls to teach some girls about off-roading that have never been out, get them to experience it. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then after Tread Lightly was Bureau of Land Management, two of my favorite
that was
EMTs.
El Centro BLM.
Yeah, the Dunes guys were out.
Because I saw a guy from the BLM who was from the Palm Springs office, but he came down with his motorcycle to do law enforcement.
Oh, yes.
Because they have law enforcement issues on TDS weekend.
Yes, they do.
The funny thing or the odd thing about that weekend is that a lot of people come to the desert that weekend and kind of run amok for, I don't know, there's a little bit of going crazy and thinking it's like a no rules weekend. And so State Parks has the difficult task of patrolling and trying to keep law and order and public safety out there with all these people out there. So they bring in people to help from other agencies.
I don't think that's just because it's TDS weekend. I kind of think it's like just, I don't know.
I think it is. I've been going out there, that area, a long time. And other weekends, there'll be like 1/10 the number of people out there.
Yeah.
But there's some weird thing that happened because it's TDS weekend, even though most people don't even realize that it's a Jeep club that puts on a fun event. They just think, oh, it's TDS, let's go out there and go nuts. And if you go into Truck Haven, like kind of more on the east side where they call it the Notches, where there's like a deep ravine and little side ravines, people are trying to go up and down, go nuts in there.
Well, we got to take a quick break. We'll come right back after this.
Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, welcome back to Gun Owners Radio.
SDORC Dirt Radio. You have messed it up every single time. You called it Racer Radio. Dirt Radio. San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio. Thank you.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I should start doing The Answer.
You should. You should let me do SDORC Dirt Radio.
Hey, yeah, the minute I walk out the door, you start shaking in your boots.
We handled it. We didn't even know you left.
There's no reason. You're so good at what you guys do.
We didn't know you left.
Fire and Ice Heating and Air. You're a different story. Fire and Ice Heating and Air. If we both left right now, you think he could make it to the hour? Top of the hour?
I think he could. I think he'd do okay.
I've improved. I used to be so quiet and shy.
I get nervous. I just talk so fast, I get through everything in 15 minutes instead of...
I know. You got to take a breath.
Yeah.
And then you got the announcers that are the hosts that talk and then put a large dead gap of nothingness. I hate that. Hey, Fire and Ice Heating and Air. I know it's chilly out, so if your heater's not working, let them come out and take a look at it. And then when your AC's not working, well, they'll come out and take a look at that too. They'll even look at competitive bids. They won't throw them under the bus. They'll just say, you know, I could outdo this. And then if they can, snack them up. They are a great family-owned operation, 1-800-400-FIRE, 1-800-400-3473, or just go to fireandicehvac.com. And Wayne Miller Tire used to sell just nothing but tires and went out and did flat repairs and what have you. Well, he's decided to extend that, and now he'll take care of your whole vehicle. You don't have to call more than one place, and that's Wayne Miller Tire, number 619-596-2800. All right, so we had TDS. Looks like it was successful.
Yes, it was a great event.
The auction's going on. The auction was a little light.
The raffle
was a little light this year compared to years.
They had an awful lot of stuff. In other years, they've had even more stuff.
Well, this year
an unprecedented amount of stuff they raffle.
This year was $50,000 worth of gear.
Yeah.
But you look at 2019 when it was $120,000 worth of gear.
Exactly. So. But it's understandable. I mean, everything is just all going to take time.
Exactly. Well, the regulation that comes down on them for this weekend, like Ed was talking about, the draw that comes out. They've been doing this for 60 years on the first weekend in March. So whether or not TDS actually has anything going on or not, people are going to go out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people consider it their last trip of the season. And so I think that's where the chaos comes from
that you're
talking about, Ed, because for the most part, a lot of people, this is their last desert trip
really?
Of the season.
Oh,
why
is that?
Yeah. Well, you budget. People have families. They have you have certain trips that you do throughout the year.
I see what you're saying.
You got Halloween. You got Thanksgiving. You got Christmas or New Year's. It's either one or the other. You don't have those that can usually afford to go for the entire week or go for both, and drive home and drive back.
Gotcha.
And then you got President's Weekend. And then you got TDS Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually it. Some people go out for Easter. But a lot of people spend Easter at home because those are those once a year churchgoers that go to church on Easter weekend, And so this is the last weekend that a lot of people end up going to the desert. The season ends just after this.
It's weird to me because I'll go out, you know.
We go every weekend, yeah. So if the weather's good, we're good. Yeah, we're going.
And speaking of the weather, every safari I've ever been to, the wind has come up. It's something about the first weekend in March. The wind blows, and
it was so beautiful yesterday morning.
Nice in the morning.
We had such a perfect day, sunny, up until
light breeze.
Two to three.
You guys just dancing on one another here.
We're working it.
I know. Well, you know, and it's rare that that happens because you're right. It does get a little breezy out there.
Well, yeah.
That's not the end of the world.
No.
It went from breeze to sand blowing.
Yeah.
And at that point, the easy ups had to come down, and people, it's just upsetting to be in that kind of wind.
It went to a consistent 17 to 22 miles an hour, and
we are going to take the paint off your buggy.
TDS, the building stays open until 8 o'clock, and they were going to allow everybody to stay there and stay open until 8 o'clock. They'd figured out lights and such, but the wind was so bad that we...
That wasn't this year, was it?
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday, yeah.
Oh. Every safari I've been to.
I broke down at 4 o'clock yesterday.
So and enough
I
is was, enough.
I couldn't do no more, yeah. There's just no way. But it was a good, successful event for us. We talked to a lot of people. Thousands of people.
A lot of newbies.
A lot of newbies. I talked to at least 50 people who had never been to Ocotillo Wells before. And had not been out there. I talked
How'd
to at least
hear about it?
10 people who have never been off-roading before.
How'd they hear about it? Did you ask that question?
All different ways, yeah. All different ways. Most of it is online social media. Most of it is Facebook and on Instagram that people have heard about it. So, but I was really surprised. I was explaining to a couple yesterday how to even put their Jeep into four-wheel drive because they only bought their Jeep a month ago and they've never been off-roading. This is their first off-roading event whatsoever. And so I spent a good half hour, you know, breaking everything down for them. And I opened up the map and I sent them on a really super easy route that, you know, if they wouldn't even have to put it into four-wheel drive. They could just get out and explore and see some beautiful slot canyons, lots of flowers, make it over to Pumpkin Patch, and then make it back in a nice 2.5-hour loop. And they were just so ecstatic.
Did you get a chance to talk to them after they went out and came back?
She was supposed to call me, but my phone was dead after because I couldn't. So
right.
Hopefully today I get a hold of them. And hopefully on Tuesday they come to the SDORC meeting and become members and everything. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. I sold I renewed my Cal 4 Wheel membership. And then I sold a Cal 4 Wheel membership for Cal 4 Wheel. So that was great. Yeah, but just supporting each of the different clubs that were there, making sure that you know, we are all helping out each other, making sure that if you're at least a member of one of the organizations that's there to keep the deserts and trails open, and educating yourself in regards to the deserts and where you are, what you're experiencing. Because she's like, well, I just don't even know. All these vehicles have whips on them. Do I have to have a whip on me to go out? And I was like, well, technically, no, you don't have to at this point, but it's a safety factor and you really do need and want a whip on. So she actually went inside to Sand Style right there, Tierra del Sol Sand Style, bought the whip and went out. And I grabbed a friend and went over. We showed him how to put it onto their Jeep and where to attach it to and how to get it all hooked up so that when she felt safe when she went out and went on their little adventure. It was great. That's what it's all about, is getting those people, letting them know, making them aware. Knowledge is power. Sharing with them so that they know what to do when they're out on the trail and they have that experience, you know? So
some poor guy came to our site and he wanted to know where a certain trail was. Turns out it's side by side. It's turned over there and he doesn't know how to find it.
Yeah, and I was like,
it's off some other trail. It's off the Tierra del Sol trail.
Oh.
And it's way out there. And he's like, I don't know how to find it. It's over there. I didn't know how to turn it over. It's like, oh my God. Well.
Yeah, and then he said he had been out all day. He comes to us right when we were breaking down at 4 o'clock and getting ready to leave and go. And he's like, I'm so stressed out. He's like, I've been looking all day. And I'm like, and you're just now coming to us? I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, you should have come to me after the first two times you looked and couldn't find it. You should have come back and asked. I was like, I'm pretty positive. You go all the way down Tectonic Gorge. You turn down Tierra del Sol. Right when you turn down Tierra del Sol, I think it's the third or fourth shoot off down. It's called Broken Spade. So it's an upside down shovel, and it has a little sign called Broken Spade on it. And it's a higher up one, so you can't really see it unless you look up at the actual crevice that you're going to go through. But you get through this little crevice, and that it's a pretty easy little spot. The top has a little thing that if you turn one way, which is what he did, he went down, and if you turn to the right, you get into a very twisty crevice that's really gnarly. It's one of my husband's favorite to go through, to fully flex out and everything. But you go the other way, it's a nice easy loop around. But he didn't know that, and he's seen it, so he went to back up, and as he went to back up, he rolled his Can-Am down. And then it was at night, it was Friday night that they did it. So then they left it, and they left it there all day, you know. And for the most part, us off-roaders, we help each other out. But so then you also have that scandalous crowd. Shout out to Bo and to Josh Epstein for Cal Four Wheel, because I looked at Bo and I was like, well, that's off the TDS trail. More than likely, you know, 75% of the other shoot-offs were built by TDS. And I was like, let's go talk to the king, Bo Nice, because he built half those trails. And so I grab him, I walk him over to Bo, and I look at Bo, and Bo looks at me and he goes, you didn't know that's Josh's trail? And he points me over to Cal Four Wheel, Josh Epstein. And then I look over and I go to Josh and I tell Josh, and I was like, I'm pretty sure. And Josh is like, yeah, you're spot on. I was like, because you pop out of it and the fire hydrant's right above it, right? And he's like, yeah, you pop out of the top and the fire hydrant's right there. And I was like, yes, I knew exactly. I was spot on with my directions as to where I was telling him to go. So I was super excited about that.
So they went and got it back.
Yeah, Cal Four Wheel members. Josh called a couple Cal Four Wheel members. Three ones. I think they said Russell and another one went. And yeah, they went and helped him all the way out. I went back to camp, and we were at camp. We were had just finished eating dinner, I think, at like 8 o'clock at night, 8:30. And I seen them come towing. They were towing the Can-Am by our camp. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was messed up. He rolled it down.
Like he's lucky he didn't hurt himself.
A decent hill. Oh, yes. He's very lucky he didn't hurt himself. Yeah. Well, we got to take a quick break. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Because you know he didn't have arm restraints. No. He might have had a helmet.
Yeah. He had his helmet on. Good.
Arm restraints are so important when you're rolling.
Yeah. And I asked him, and he said that he was okay. It just shook him up. He was really scared after that. So they ended up just leaving it, and then he got in his buddies side by side, and they went back to camp, and they figured they'd go out first thing in the morning.
Right.
And take the truck out, go look for it, and get it. But then they couldn't find the trail.
And this just goes to tell you how important you need to go out with somebody that knows that place like the back of their hand. So join a club. This is SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Segment's brought to you by PRMI Mortgage. Got to have somebody that knows mortgage. Otherwise, you could get in a serious hurt, but these guys know it all from headlight to tail, like Chris Wiley and his team. They can do anything and everything: reverse mortgages, military home purchases, refinance, adjustable rate mortgages, you name it. Chris is the man. 619-722-1303, 619-722-1303. And SNS Off-Road Magazine, go to snsormag.com. Steve and Sherry have been doing this since the 80s, supporting the off-road community. Anything and everything you need to know about the desert, you can find it online at ssormag.com. You can subscribe. You can sell stuff. You can buy stuff. You can have all kinds of fun. Check that website out. That's www.ssormag.com. All right, so TDS is in the books. Everybody that won.
Yep. Well, the raffle is still going on right now.
Probably
so.
Yeah, probably go for another hour.
We'll see. My phone. I don't have my phone on me. I don't have my phone, so I can't check to see if I won or not. Hopefully, we'll see. I've got some raffle
tickets.
Did I give
you any money?
You gave TDS money last weekend to buy it for you.
My gifts.
to. David's supposed to get in with you. I don't know. You said you wanted raffle tickets.
I gave him $100.
And you wanted shirts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
See if he
I didn't handle
up.
That for
Let's
you.
See if
you,
well, you are now on it.
I'm on it. I will call David and make sure that you are included in
So
that.
Now you kind of alluded to an interesting comment that TDS is kind of the last event, you know, before the season's over.
As far as for like regular like events,
charity
poker run, whatever. Right.
But I mean, you know, the desert's open until when?
Well,
basically.
There's not. There is one more. But again, it's a high desert roundup and it's Memorial Day. Okay. So that's Cal Four Wheels event and that's in Barstow. So it's not.
So in between cleanups, you know. Basically.
Well, we have April 1st, which is going to be Inkopaw Smuggler's Gulch. So Akumba, the base of the grade off the 8 freeway. I guess it's not the base. It's halfway down.
Yeah, about 3 quarters.
Mountain Springs exit.
Mountain Springs Road exit. So when you hit all the rocky area through there, Akumba, Inkopaw, halfway down. So that's April 1st. We'll be out there. Most of that's trigger trash. When we did it in October 15th, we did a 40-yard roll-off dumpster down there. And they filled, I couldn't attend that one, but they filled a 40-yard roll-off dumpster with trigger trash.
Explain to the people what is trigger trash.
So trigger trash is what I refer to. That's what shooters bring out. So anybody who likes to go out and go target shooting that doesn't know how to be respectful and lay down a tarp and take their trash back with them. They leave anything from their shells, and their spent rounds on the ground to taking out
computers, stereos,
refrigerators, your washer,
cars.
Your dryer, your side table, your couch, you know, and they shoot everything and then they just leave it there. So it's a big issue that we have in that particular location, I guess. And so we're going to head out there and we'll clean that up. I think they're going to plan a Valley of the Moon trail ride after we do the cleanup. So the cleanup will be like 8 to 12 and then, you know, 1 to 4, 1 to 6, depending on, you never know if anybody's going to snap or break something. how long that trail ride could be. But anybody and everybody are welcome to that. That's April 1st. Our next event, aside from that, would be May 6th. We've got Corral Canyon Trail Maintenance Days that we are planning with San Diego Four Wheelers and Tierra del Sol and San Diego Off-Road Coalition, SDORC. We're going to team back up with Forest Service on May 6th and do trail maintenance days out there. The last one we did on December 10th was mainly the rice bales. So the majority of our volunteers helped installing the new rice bales around the kids' training track at Corral Canyon. So this time we're going to actually try and focus on the trails. And really, you know, because a lot of the trails are in decent shape, I think because from the activity and the use of this winter from them, but we've had so much rain going through. But that's going to be a fun day. Come on out, enjoy a trail, and if a manzanita branch just happens to be too close over the trail, stick your lopper out there and cut it on back while you're having a good time wheeling for the day. Like, you know, that one, make it back to us by 1 o'clock and we'll feed you.
There you go.
You know? So, yeah.
No, sounds like a good time had by all.
Yeah, yeah. Dirt Design's been amazing. They stepped up and sponsored us. They're sponsoring the Bureau of Land Management with the Young Girls Reach Outreach Program for next weekend. They're sponsoring April 1st and May 6th cleanups for us. So they've been a huge supporter. That's Dirt Design USA. It's a merchandise clothing company. So, you know, you just want to brand yourself that you go out and enjoy the dirt. By all means, they've got some pretty awesome designs for their clothes. A lot of American flag designs and such, but definitely hit up Dirt Design. And
they're a local company?
They're a local company, yeah, out of San Diego.
Why don't we, in the next month or two?
I've been trying to get Adam or...
No, just get him to come to KUSI with all their merch and bring a couple Jeeps, you know, just as backdrop and...
Yeah, yeah, they've got an awesome truck.
Them as a
you would
local
love
business.
Their truck that, and then the kids. They have two twins, a boy and a girl, that are 17 right now. They're juniors, I think. They're 16 or 17 right now. That they both ride dirt bikes and are awesome. His son's an awesome driver. yeah, they're pretty, it's a pretty, they're a pretty cool family.
And I, you know, we always like to help local.
Yeah, Danielle and Adam Harmon, when they're two kids, well, three, they have four kids, three kids.
Ed Smiley, we want to get you one of those to wear.
Oh, a race suit?
No, the two girls on either side, race suit.
Yeah, that's Audrey's race suit.
Yeah. It's the Vegas girls.
Oh, yeah.
Headrest with the big feathers.
Oh, yeah. I'll take a showgirl on my arms.
There you go. So
you're watching NASCAR. He's all, yeah, no, yeah. You're digressing. You're totally sidetracked right now.
So
ooh,
you got
girl.
Some political
Sparkly
stuff,
over
or what
here.
You got?
You know, after Desert Safari, I stopped in Borrego Springs and I went to the Peg Leg Smith lying contest at the American Legion facility. So they have that every year. Peg Leg Smith lived in the 1800s and he was known as a scoundrel, a horse thief, a drunk, a guide, and an incredible storyteller. And he's pretty famous. And they have a contest where people tell lies, stories, and see who tells the best story. And the winner gets an old bowling trophy. So I've been there before. It's really fun. So I stop by, and they have inside there, they're making dinner, like beans and meat and coleslaw for $12. So I go get a plate of food, and I sit down at a table. I'm chatting with the lady. And a guy comes and sits down by me. And we chat a little bit, and he looks at my hat. I have a SDORC hat, and he goes, "Are you with that organization? Because I was just contacting them." So do you remember when we talked about the guy who was looking for the lost ship in the desert?
Yeah.
And
right.
We made a mass email asking people to have four. So that was Steve Baldwin. So this guy goes, "Oh, I'm Steve Baldwin."
Oh.
Wow.
Out of the whole world. I've never met him before.
Pays the warehouse.
Of course. Well, he's trying to make a film about it. It's, you know, of course he's at the storytelling gig that happens every year.
And
last night.
And so we also helped him a year or two ago when they were looking for.
Yeah, a couple years ago. They were looking for stories.
Just, does anyone know about the lost ship in the desert?
Yeah.
See, he'd be a fun guest.
Have you heard of the story?
He might be a fun guest. So I have his information.
Did your grandpa ever tell you a tall tale about the ship in the desert?
Right.
So we chatted for a while. And then I went and sat down, and people started telling stories. And a guy goes up, and he tells a story. And his name is Chris Wiley.
Was it Chris R. Chris Wiley?
So he goes and sits down, and in between some stories, I walk over. "Excuse me, you're Chris Wiley. Do you do mortgages by chance?" He goes, yeah, that's me. I go, "I'm Ed Stoven. You advertise on my radio show." We shake hands. And I'd never met him before.
Yeah, he's a writer. He's
tall, skinny guy. We've met him a few times. He's been to our meetings and
real
such.
Tall.
Real tall, skinny guy.
So what?
I don't remember him.
Oh, my gosh, Ed, I got
a story. Did he tell a story?
Yeah, he went up and told a story.
Yeah, he would be a good story.
He's a funny guy.
He's a
really
funny guy.
Sense of humor.
Very dry.
Oh, God, I love it.
But he's pretty good.
It's so great, though. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So he invited me over to his camper. They're camping there, and they have a bunch of friends, and that was really fun. I actually went up and told a story.
Oh, you
I
did?
I was not expecting to, and they're like, "Come on, everybody wants to." And some people went up, and they're like, they told their story, and I thought, you know, I can do better than that. Even I can do better than that.
Is this a karaoke moment?
I know, right?
Just not singing?
Kind of.
See, now we got to know what the story was that you told.
You want to hear the story?
We do want to hear the story.
Is it clean?
It's okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's okay. So the guy next to me was dressed as a preacher, and he had his Bible, and he had an interesting story. So they get to the end. I go, "Does anybody else want to tell?" Okay, I'll tell. So I grab the guy's Bible, and I go up, and I say, "My family has been telling me for years that we are descendants of Peg Leg Smith, of the guy. And when we have family outings, family events, we'd get together and, oh yeah, by the way, you're descended from a scoundrel, this guy, Peg Leg Smith. He was a guy that did a lot of stuff. Some of it was not very good. A horse thief, that's a hanging offense." So they were telling me this, so I realized, okay, this is part of my heritage. So one day my grandfather says, "Eddie, will you come to my house? I need to give you something." So I go to the house, and he has the family Bible. and it's a really old Bible. It's been from generations, and he wants to hand it down to me. Okay, so he tells me the story, and he gives me the Bible, and I take it, and I'm, okay, this is, you know, I'm not really religious, but I take the Bible, and I start looking through it, and I see inside there's a cocktail napkin, and okay, and I look at it, and there's writing on it, but there's no words on it, and it's just like scratches, and I'm, okay. So by the way, I'm an old dirt bike rider, and I've been riding in the Borrego Valley all my life, and I know this area really well. So I'm looking at the picture, and I'm like, you know, this kind of looks like this could be a map of the region. Like this here, this could be Fonts Point, and here's Arroyo Salado. So I'm looking at it, and I'm recognizing, and oh, right there, that looks like a little X. Huh. So I get my dirt bike, and I ride out to the spot, right? It's a whole journey, but I make it out to the spot, and I park my bike, and I start looking around, and I see a black rock on the ground, and I pick it up, and God, it's pretty heavy. Huh. So I go home, and I get my truck, and I get some gear, and I get a metal detector, and I go back, and I start looking around, and like, lo and behold, there's gold there. And well, I wanted to tell everybody that I am a product of decades of hookers and blow.
Bump, 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 bump. All right, let's take a quick break. You are listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome back to
S-D-O-R-C.
It's written
Dirt Radio.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Boy, it just goes to show you what the rest of the day is going to be like.
I know. This what did you not have your coffee?
I did. The Wise Ox Butcher Shop and Pantry. Ooh. If you haven't been, you need to go, especially if you got a big event coming up. Say you're cooking for the family, birthday, anniversary, holidays. They've got the finest meats on the planet. Check them out. They're right there at 2855 El Cajon Boulevard. Or just Google the Wise Ox Butcher Shop. And if you stop by, thank them for sponsoring our show. So, is our government on vacation or anything right now? Or are they?
No, they're like the state is just getting back to work.
Okay,
they're,
so they are just getting back. Okay.
They're about to have what's called committee meetings. Mm-hmm. So every bill in the legislature gets assigned one or more committees, right? So let's say it's an education bill. It has to do with something, funding a school or something. So there's an education committee,
right?
And there's,
gotcha.
And they'll go, the bill will get referred to that committee. The committee will meet, and those people are supposedly experts on education, and they will evaluate the bill, and they will decide if it moves forward or if it doesn't or if it needs amendments.
Right.
So a committee can change a bill. They can say, well, this is good, but it's too much money. We need to cut the money down.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's affecting these people. So they can – so committees – and what's important for us as activists is when our bills that we oppose or we support get to a committee, we need to send the committee staff – a letter telling them how we feel about it a few days before the meeting so that the committee staff can send our letter to the committee members. So that's going on. And there's a couple of bills we care about. Let's see, what time is it? It's almost over.
Oh, you got 10 minutes.
So there's SB 708, the red sticker bill. The racing motorcycles are no longer able to get any kind of registration. And Brian Jones, the state senator, has tried, this is his fourth time he's tried legislatively to make it so that the owners of these vehicles, of new racing motorcycles, can get some kind of registration form. Last year, it made it all the way through the legislature, and Governor Newsom vetoed it. And the reason why he vetoed it is because it was going to be prohibitively expensive to make the program. So it's easy to point the finger at Newsom and say he's the bad guy, but really the bad guy is the Department of Motor Vehicles, because what should be $100,000 or $200,000 program modification, they quoted as $20 million. And so he's looking out for our money.
But see, I would like, here's where I will blame Newsom. I would then go back to DMV and say, fine, tell me. Tell me where you're going
to
spend that
kind of
money.
You need to justify
exactly
this amount of money.
Exactly.
I mean, because the DMV is... program can't be modified slightly to absorb the new.
Okay, like, I will say this again.
I agree. The DMV is under... The DMV is under the governor and it's under the legislature.
So, Ed, you work at DMV. You go in what you do you process registrations. Okay? Mm-hmm. They come into your desk. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
You average about 100 a day processing them. Who cares if there's a racing motorcycle slid in there somewhere? I mean, what difference does it make? If you're only going to do 100 a day... Who cares what the content is of that 100
a
day?
The problem is the software needs to be changed.
Okay.
DMV.
Yeah,
so it's
They're upgrading all of the DMV software. They're changing or they're starting a new program with a new supplier instead of
like
whatever.
It's a five-year project that they're claiming to change all their software. It's a big deal. You look at their book. It's an enormous book.
I just don't understand how they can't incorporate they not leave. So in this new program,
you have no room for growth.
They just left it out. Apparently, they didn't even consider, even though it's something that's existing and it's supposed to be accounted for and included
in.
But apparently, they just left. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They can't just modify what is currently existing to accept the new.
What about refresh?
Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, they could, and I kind of feel like some of the people that oppose off-roading got to the people of the DMV, and they told them, "Look, this is your opportunity to do something
back to
you
us."
Know.
Cancel these guys. Tell them you don't.
So Brian Jones' bill is interesting because it's going to make a racing sticker for vehicles, but it's not going to go through the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's going to be distributed from California State Parks Off-Highway Vehicle Division. Now, they already have a program that does that. They do that for out-of-state vehicles.
Yeah.
So if you come to California from another state and you want to off-road here, you need to get an out-of-state
$25 registration or sticker.
$25 or something.
Yeah, it's $25.
So they already have a program in place. So they're going to try to add the red sticker racing thing to that program. And it will
just eliminate DMV altogether.
Just cut the DMV out. And it has a very good chance of making it all the way through.
So I wonder how much that's going to cost. So we have to pay. It'll be a registration.
It's
going to
be an annual, not a biannual. So red and green sticker is every other year you have to get it. This one, it says in there, it's going to be every year and it needs to be more than $20. So we don't know how much yet. And they may just kick it back to state parks and let them decide the price.
So who cares? $25, I'll pay it. $50, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
If I get to ride my bike and register it.
So what this does is it only allows racing motorcycles to compete in races on public land.
Right.
That's all it does.
Oh, right. On a regular weekend to go out there and ride your bike on a regular weekend.
Nope.
So if I got you were just looking at the 500. That was the one that you wanted, right? That sold your heart.
The Beta 500.
That sold your heart. The Beta 500, right?
That's a plated bike. No, let's talk about the 252 stroke.
Okay, so let's go the 252 stroke then.
The one
that you want. That's the racing bike, the 252 stroke.
That's a hot race.
So that means that you, if I bought that right now, I could not take that out on public lands legally.
No.
Right now. Even with this new sticker, I couldn't take it legally.
Only during the race.
What is wrong with California? I don't understand this.
They want you to get hurt. They don't want you to practice.
Well,
I've
always preached safety second. And
so if this actually passes and people are out there with stickers, what will actually happen is people will take them out to the desert and they'll go riding for fun. And if they have an interaction with law enforcement, some law enforcement may actually write a citation. Most law enforcement will say, okay, he's in the system somehow, so that's not worth writing a ticket for.
Yeah.
I strongly, just like red sticker has seasons.
Yeah, well, Tierra del Sol, just an example for state parks yesterday. It's Tierra del Sol. We're out there. We're camping, right? We camped down Holly Road. There's a cluster. I mean, it's kind of packed for the first mile down Holly, but we're a mile and a half in on Holly Road, and there's like four camps in, you know, we've got 20 yards between us. It's not like the beginning of Holly. It's not on top of each other. But yet, still, last night, state parks came through. They didn't come into our camp, but they circled our camp, and then they went to the next camp. They circled the next camp, and then they went to the next camp. They circled the next camp, and then they went to the next camp down.
You know what
they're doing. And that camp down there had something going on because they turned their lights on, and then they got out, and then they went into that camp. So
I can tell you exactly what they're doing. They're looking for probable cause.
Yeah, they're looking for probable cause to come into your camp so that they can go. And once they get probable cause, they can go to every single rig in that group to see and have them check the registry. Yeah, exactly. So they were going through last night, and they were cruising through and seeing. They didn't come into our camp.
You had all street legal stuff, right? All Jeeps and things.
We had dirt bikes in our camp.
Did?
Yeah, we had 3 dirt bikes in our camp. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't go over there.
No.
I thought you guys were all Jeepers, but that's cool.
Yeah.
So red sticker bill probably will fly through. SB 503, it's a bill with a couple of commas and a word changed, but it's in our part of the California Code of Regulations.
What's 503?
It's the spot bill. So it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I called the office and they told me that it has to do with license plates. I'm not saying that I don't believe them, but I'm going to keep an eye on it because it's right in our neck of the woods. And I'm afraid they'll make an amendment to it. AB 411, that's really close to the RTP part of the Code of Regulations. RTP is Recreational Trails Program, where they take federal gas tax and redistribute it back into communities and states in the form of grants. But right next to it is the Active Transportation Program, which means like walking and bicycling stuff. And it moves money within the Active Transportation Program. And the last, AB 1617, redefines a side-by-side, removes the displacement provision.
Ah. All right, great news, folks. Join storc.org. It's very inexpensive. There's a meeting Tuesday night at the Ranch House. If you want to get there about 6:30, 7, somewhere in that area.
Yep, meeting 7 to 8.
Get involved. All right.
Knowledge is power.
We're going to have to hit the road, but the San Diego Automotive Museum Radio Show is up next right here on FM 96 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.